This session is called Anchors. Anchors, or anchoring, are one of the most effective techniques within neuro-linguistic programming that our minds can offer us to explore. This simple yet extremely effective tool opens the door to a whole new way of working with our emotions, thoughts, and reactions. It's like a secret box in your head where you have a stored spell that can instantly summon any emotion you need, even in situations where you would normally trip over the worst trappings of stress, pain, or anxiety. Sound like science fiction? Maybe a little, but know that anchoring is as real and useful as a Swiss Army knife on a mountain hike. Imagine that you can create a strong connection, literally an anchor, between a particular stimulus such as a gesture, sound, or word, and your emotional response. Kind of like programming a button in your mind. You press it and boom, suddenly you're full of courage, joy, or peace. Coincidence? A mistake? No, anchoring is a completely scientific process. It works on a similar principle to remembering the song you heard with your first summer crush. Just try putting on that old hit and you'll instantly find yourself back by the fire on a warm summer night, even if you might be sitting in your office behind a monitor. That's the power of the connection between stimulus and emotional memory. And that's exactly the magic that anchoring works with. One of the main benefits of anchoring is its versatility. You can use it in personal development, as an aid in therapy, or to improve relationships or increase self-confidence. Take personal development, for example. Imagine that every day when you find yourself stressed, all you have to do is use your anchor. Perhaps clenching your hand into a fist or tapping a spot on your body. And suddenly your mind brightens. Instead of frustration, there will be calm. Instead of burnout, there will be energy. And when you're at your worst, you'll pull a sense of unbreakable motivation from your anchor. Why? Because anchoring allows you to literally carry your emotions from one moment to the next. It's like having an emotional USB drive that you can load back into your mind at any time. Anchoring plays an even more important role in therapy. You may know someone who struggles with anxiety, panic attacks, or stage fright. It is for these situations that anchoring is like a miracle key that unlocks the door to a world of solutions and relief. It should be noted here that for these more difficult conditions, anchoring must be learned with professional guidance. A therapist or coach can help you create anchors associated with feelings of calm, security, or confidence. You can then activate these anchors whenever you begin to feel the first sign of anxiety or stress. For example, a person who is afraid of speaking in front of an audience can create an anchor with confidence. A gentle touch on the wrist can suddenly give them a feeling of, "Yes, I can do this," which not only calms the nervousness, but can even shoot their performance to heights they never dreamed of before. The use of anchoring doesn't just stop at personal or therapeutic development. In many ways, this tool also enriches the world of interpersonal relationships and communication. Relationship anchors, for example, allow partners to associate positive emotions with certain small things. A clever smile, a gentle touch, or even a shared phrase can serve as anchors that reinforce love and trust. Similarly, anchors can be used in a corporate setting. For example, when a team is going through a difficult time and needs to rediscover motivation or unity, a well-crafted anchor linked to past successes can give the whole group the courage and energy to face the next challenge. But how to create such an anchor? The truth is that the process itself is not that complicated, but it requires total concentration and focused attention. First, you need to induce a specific emotional state. Recall moments in your life when you were happy, calm, or full of courage. This will set the basic energy you want to work with. Once this feeling is intense enough, anchor it, whether with a gesture, touch, or other stimulus. For example, lightly squeeze your fingers, touch your wrist, or say a specific word to yourself. The key is repetition and emphasis on your emotional experience. If you do this sequence several times, the anchor will become fixed and you can activate it whenever you need it. But anchoring is not just about reinforcing positive emotions. It can also unlearn negative ones. Do you have stage fright? Fear of failure? Anchoring allows you to override those reactions with something positive. It may sound like an art, but it's more about practice and the will to work on yourself. Instead of letting stress consume you, you learn to draw strength from it. Instead of worry comes calm and determination. It's literally like equipping your mind with a remote control where the calm button always drowns out the mood of panic. Overall, anchoring offers us a wonderful way to tailor our lives to our needs and goals. Not only does it help us deal with challenging situations, but it also teaches us how to consciously create happy moments that we can relive repeatedly. Well, now please keep your ears open, my friends, because I'm going to tell you something that might turn your life around from one day to the next, or at least tilt it a little. We can create anchors completely unconsciously and automatically. Yes, you heard right. They're like these self-perpetuating exhibits in the museum of our minds. And what's so spicy about that? They're not just the good and useful ones that keep our feet on the ground or remind us of good times. Anchors can be pretty insidious, well, just negative. In short, whether we want them or not, our anchors are there, living their own lives and sometimes throwing some decent sticks under our feet. Imagine, for example, a situation when you are a child and you watch your mother screaming and running across the living room with such energy that it looks like a swarm of wild hornets is chasing her. Why? Because she saw a spider sitting innocently in the corner. What are you going to do? You unconsciously store the whole thing in your mental data bank and say to yourself, "Aha, a spider equals a reason to panic and beg for rescue." And voila! Now you find yourself mimicking the spider's reaction every time you encounter it. Fear and flight becomes a reflex so automatic you don't even notice. The spider is the anchor, and the anchor is the spider. The mysterious circle is closed. Or you find that taking the office boss's handle makes you sick to your stomach. And gradually, with repetition, you make taking the doorknob an anchor to make your stomach clench all by itself. And this unconscious behavior works for us in other situations as well. Now watch out. Here comes the part where the fun diminishes. Patterns that we saw or experienced in childhood repeat themselves. You might remember your dad never listening to anyone's opinion and immediately erupting like a volcano. And now you immediately start lashing out at anyone who crosses your path. Or the neighbor who was suspicious of the whole world, and you unconsciously check your door locks 10 times. These mental anchors arise unnoticeably and firmly, like feet sinking into deep sand at the beach. What is the first reaction? Well, of course, it's not my fault. But friends, good news, we can do something about it. We all have negative anchors. It's hard to avoid. They are a natural part of human learning and survival. But here's where the great truth enters the picture. Yes, even these damn negative anchors can be eliminated. How to do it, you ask? First, we must become aware of the anchor. We have to admit to ourselves, yeah, every time someone tells me to control my anger, I explode instead because I saw my dad blow up like that. My anchor is anger. Or, I always run away when I have an important task and find I don't know where to start because as a kid, I always heard, if something doesn't work, let it go. My anchor is inaction. Yes, awareness is the first step to heroic action. Once we identify our anchor, we need to overcome it. What helps is to start reprogramming your brain. Gradually expose yourself to what triggers your fear and learn to react differently. Okay. You see the spider. And that's where the anchor comes in. What do I need to do to not be so afraid of that spider? Courage? Strength? You need to know what feelings and emotions you need to overcome, and you set a new anchor. In the practical part, I'll describe specifically how to do that. It's all about training the mind. Your anchors, your life. So, my dears, fun aside, today, try asking yourself a simple question. What anchors are holding me back? And the second, what anchors can I create to keep me moving forward? Know that your mind is the most powerful tool in the world. and that no negative anchor is invincible. What anchors are used for? Creating positive moods. Anchors are like a magic wand. Looking to enhance your confidence ahead of a significant interview? No problem. Need a dose of calm before a public appearance? Easy. Instead of boot camp theory, anchors deliver practical, immediate results. How does it work? Imagine using a simple physical signal, like connecting your thumb and index finger, while recalling a moment when you felt absolutely on top of your game, like when you successfully completed a task, received praise, or accomplished something incredible. If you repeatedly associate this anchor with a positive feeling, your brain will begin to see it as a switch to those positive emotions, and suddenly, all it takes is a small movement, and the positive wave is there. Peace of mind, confidence, happiness, whatever ingredient you need is at your fingertips, literally. Changing negative emotions. But what if it's not just about bringing joy and motivation? What if anxiety is consuming you? Think of the anchor as an emergency brake you can pull when negative feelings get out of control. Are you facing a difficult conflict that makes you shake like a twig in the wind? Why not activate an anchor to calm you down and get you back on solid ground? For example, during a calm and harmonious moment, you create an anchor associated with a sense of inner peace. And what happens? The next time you get nervous, instead of panicking, you push on your anchor. This small physical signal sends the message to your brain, "Calm and composure, please," and your mental chaos will turn into a stable balance. Performance improvement. Professional players or top athletes often talk about the zone. It is a state where they are absolutely focused, productive, and reaching the peak of their abilities. And you know what? You too can get into your own version of this magical zone. All you have to do is create an anchor that activates the right state of mind. Many of us struggle with nervousness before big life moments, whether it's an important business meeting, a sports competition, or even a family celebration where you have to amaze the entire extended family. The anchors will help you get into the right vibe. Need some focus? You got it. You want energy and determination? An anchor will provide exactly what you need. As a result, your performance will naturally match your potential. Reinforcement of own behavior patterns. We all have our patterns of behavior. Some help us, others hold us back unnecessarily. This is where anchors come in again as your personal behavioral coach. By using anchoring, you can retain positive patterns of reaction and carry them over into different aspects of your life. Example, maybe you find yourself losing patience in a stressful job. Using an anchor, you can induce an emotional state in which you can keep calm and respond with calmness. Imagine anchors as your pillar of stability to hold on to when everything around you starts to wobble. The process of actually reinforcing your behavior is much easier with them. What used to take months of self-reflection can now be done in minutes. Learning and memory support. What about teaching? Anchors are not only a tool for emotions and psychological states, but they can also boost your mental performance. Need to remember key points of a training session or presentation? Or do you want to focus on a specific skill and integrate it effectively into practice? Anchors will make it possible. Associating a specific gesture or symbol with a topic will help your brain recall the information quickly and efficiently. It's like a magic key to your own library of knowledge. Just turn the imaginary key and the right knowledge will appear exactly when you need it. Why are anchors so great? First of all, because they work. Anchors are fast, efficient, and functional. Once you learn how to use this tool, you will be surprised how easily you can control your own mental and emotional state. Whether you're in a crowd or alone, at work or at home, anchors give you a sense of control, and that's priceless. In addition, the anchors are flexible. You don't have to adapt to them, they adapt to you. Whether you prefer a subtle gesture, a certain movement, or even a specific word, anchors offer you endless possibilities. Let's dive into practical part. This time, it's going to be about creating a positive anchor. Step 1. Choose the desired emotion. Decide what positive feeling or emotion you want to evoke. For example, a feeling of confidence, calmness, or joy may be the goal. Step 2. Find a memory. Find a memory that is associated with this feeling. It can be a moment when you felt happy, successful, or at peace. Step 3. Feel the emotion. Close your eyes and focus on the memory. Recall the details, what you saw, what you felt, what you heard, and what it was like. Allow the positive emotion to manifest gradually and try to strengthen it. Step 4. Choose an anchor. When experiencing this positive emotion, choose a specific physical stimulus to create the anchor. For example, you might choose to press your thumb and index finger together, tap your heart, or lightly touch another spot on your body. Step 5. Activate the anchor. Once the feelings have peaked, use the selected anchor. For example, squeeze your thumb and index finger together. Maintain this physical stimulus while enjoying the positive emotion. Step 6. Hold the anchor. Hold the anchor for a few seconds to deepen the connection between the stimulus and the emotion. Once the emotions have peaked, you may release the anchor. Step 7. Practice. Repeat this process several times to strengthen the connection between the anchor and the desired positive emotion. The more often you activate the anchor in positive moments, the stronger its effect will be. And last step, use the anchor in real situations. When you find yourself in a situation where you need to evoke a positive feeling, activate your anchor. It should help you feel better and induce the desired state. Let's talk about demolition of the negative anchor. Step 1. Find out what's bothering you. Think about the specific situation that is causing you to feel bad. What feeling are you having? When does it happen? Be aware of the specific trigger as well. For example, as we talked about above, grabbing the doorknob. Step 2. Be aware of how it affects you. How do you feel when this situation comes up? What thoughts do you have? Think about how it affects your life and behavior. Step 3. Choose how you want to feel. Think of a positive emotion you would like to feel instead of a negative one. It could be peace, confidence, or joy. Step 4. Prepare a new anchor. When you feel cool and positive, create something that you will use as an anchor in the future. For example, try squeezing your thumb and index finger together. This is how you associate this physical gesture with feeling positive. Step 5. Change the negative memory. Remind yourself of the situation that is causing you a problem. Imagine changing it. Try to imagine what you could do differently to feel better, or add something that gives you joy. Step 6. Try the situation again. After creating a new anchor, try to mentally go over the situation that was bothering you before. Observe if you feel less negativity. Use your new anchor and see how you feel. Step 7. Repeat until you get it right. If the negative feeling keeps coming back, try repeating the process. The more often you activate your new anchor, the stronger it will get. And last step, take your time. It's normal for changes to take time. Take your time and be kind to yourself. With time, you will get used to the new feelings. Circle of Perfection. I still have something amazing to present to you. The Circle of Perfection, and in my eyes, it's a truly magical tool for anyone who wants to take control of their feelings and give themselves a good dose of an emotionally charged, empowering cocktail. This technique comes from the field of neuro-linguistic programming and has a significant advantage. It is not limited to a single feeling, like the concept of anchors, for example. Instead, it works like a kind of emotional disco. You mix different feelings, energies. The circle of perfection is a method that allows you to not only fix, but also to induce and connect several positive emotions at once, and these emotions can be beautifully complementary, harmonizing, and supportive, just the way you need it in certain life situations. The circle of perfection can be used by anyone, whether you are a seasoned master of emotional management or just discovering that your opinions and feelings play a role in your life. Just relax and follow these steps. Step 1. Choose your emotions. The first step is absolutely crucial. You have to decide which emotions you want to have in your circle. Do you feel you lack self-confidence? Great, we'll get it. Do you crave calm and balance? Great, we'll add it. Feel like you lack motivation or enthusiasm? Bring it on. Make a list of the emotions that bring you joy, courage, energy, and well-being in your life. Be specific and, most importantly, honest with yourself. Step 2. Imagine your circle. And now it comes. Close your eyes or leave them open if you feel better. Imagine a big, beautiful circle in front of you. It can be painted on the ground, hanging in the air, or imagine it as a portal of light. This circle will be the place where you store all your positive emotions. Make it something that you are attracted to. Feel free to fill it with color, light, or perhaps energy that will vibrate directly. Step 3. Reviving the first emotion. Now we come to the interesting part. Take the first emotion you chose. For example, happiness. Try to think of a time when you felt happy. Maybe it was on vacation, while having coffee with friends, or when you successfully handled something difficult. Immerse yourself fully in that feeling. What did it look like then? What did you hear? What did you feel? Picture that feeling growing stronger like a sound amplifier. Step 4. Addition to the circle. Once you feel that you have fully revived the emotion, imagine placing it in a circle. You can visually process this by, for example, making your feeling shine like a ray of sunshine, or by placing it in the circle as colored energy. It's your circle, so feel free to let your imagination run wild. The ideal is to enter the circle. Step 5. More emotions. Repeat the same process for the other emotions you have chosen. Visualize each one clearly, experience it, and then place it in the circle. Confidence, calm, courage, motivation. Add each emotion carefully and with full attention, as if you were preparing the most perfect recipe of your life. Step 6. Mix them together. And now, the magic. Imagine that all these emotions that you have put into the circle begin to connect harmoniously. See how the energy blends, how the colors dance together, how they create one incredible blend of power, joy, and peace. And last step, using the circle. Whenever you find yourself in a stressful, difficult, or important situation, whether it's a work presentation, a difficult conversation, or just a moment when you need to improve your mood, imagine your circle of perfection. Feel the emotions you've stored there flood in immediately. It's your instrument, your emotions, your symphony. Personally, I really like the circle of perfection and use it as my circle bracelet. It feels better on me when I actually have something physical. So, the choice is yours.